Jacksonville state lawmaker is pushing legislation to eliminate local government's ability to impose affordable housing mandates on developers. His bill cleared final committee this week, but not without some resistance. Republican Representative Jason Fisher's proposal would strike down a Florida statute that allows counties to require a minimum number of affordable units in what would otherwise be a market-rate development. Fisher says leaving housing developments to the free market will drive down prices.
I think that rent and price controls lead to higher prices, so it leads to more unaffordable housing.
Fisher's bill encourages counties to instead create a voluntary incentive-based program to increase the number of affordable housing units. But critics say they're worried the legislation will get rid of a valuable tool for local governments.
So to take away an option is just not going to help the little guy.
That's Boca Raton Democrat Tina Polsky, who says she's concerned the measure would exacerbate the state's affordable housing shortage. Jacksonville is facing an affordable housing shortage of more than 36,000, according to a 2017 report by the National Low Income Housing Coalition. A companion bill is also moving ahead in the Senate. Fisher's bill now heads before the full House. Abu Gardan, 89.9 WJCT News.